Live updates: Biden delivers State of the Union address amid multiple crises. By Joshua Kaplan on March 1, 2022. President Joe Biden on Tuesday evening will deliver his first State of the Union address as his administration struggles to combat soaring inflation, confusing coronavirus messaging, surging illegal immigration, rising global influence of the Chinese Communist Party, and now, the possibility of a larger military conflict stemming from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Follow all of the events on the Breitbart News live wire below. All times in Eastern. 10:29 p.m., Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, reacts to Biden's address. 10:25 p.m., Biden mentioned Putin 12 times and China only 3 times during his address, Breitbart News reports. 10:24 p.m., I see me, Pelosi having a normal one. 10:23 p.m. 10:18 p.m. 10:08 p.m., Biden finishes his speech by saying, "My report is this, the State of the Union is strong, because you, the American people, are strong. May God protect our troops. Go get him." He concludes. 10 p.m., Biden gives a shout-out to the so-called Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen and says we must hold these social media companies accountable to the national experiment they are conducting on our children. 9:58 p.m., Biden, who has seen illegal immigration rise under his administration, is calling to secure our border and fix the immigration system. Provide a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, those on temporary status, farm workers, and essential workers, he adds. 9:55 p.m., Biden, tonight. I call on the Senate to pass the Freedom to Vote Act. Pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. And while you're at it, pass the Disclose Act so Americans can know who is funding our elections. 9:53 p.m., GOP Representative Brian Mass seemingly responds to Biden calling for police to be funded, not defunded. 9:52 p.m., far-left cranks are not impressed with Biden's speech. 9:48 p.m., Biden is now addressing the coronavirus pandemic, warning that we must prepare for new variants. Over the past year, we've gotten much better at detecting new variants. Our schools are open, let's keep it that way. Our kids need to be in school, he adds. 9:45 p.m., Biden calls for the passage of the Paycheck Fairness Act. The president also says he wants the minimum wage raised to $15 per hour. Extend the child tax credit, so no one has to raise a family in poverty, he adds. 9:42 p.m., Biden announces that the Department of Justice will name a prosecutor to target pandemic fraud crimes. 9:40 p.m., Biden, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will not pay an additional penny in new taxes. You should pay just a fair share, he adds. 9:38 p.m., Biden says he wants to cut the price of child care. Middle class and working folks shouldn't have to pay more than 7% of their income for care of young children, the president states. 9:35 p.m., Biden is now calling for Americans to be able to let Medicare negotiate lower prices for prescription drugs. Cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month, he adds. 9:33 p.m., Biden admits that soaring prices are a big problem. Inflation is robbing us of gains we might otherwise feel. I get it. That's why my top priority is getting prices under control. Look, our economy roared back faster than most predicted, but the pandemic meant that businesses had a hard time hiring enough workers to keep up. 9:26 p.m., Biden is now talking up his so-called infrastructure plan, which the president claims will promote environmental justice. We're done talking about infrastructure weeks. We're now talking about infrastructure decades, the president says. I'm announcing that this year we will start fixing over 65,000 miles of highway and 1,500 bridges in disrepair, he adds. 9:24 p.m., Biden is jeered by Republicans when touting his coronavirus pandemic stimulus plan by taking a shot at Trump tax cuts which were designed to stimulate economic growth. 9:18 p.m., Biden, tonight, I can announce that the United States has worked with 30 other countries to release 60 million barrels of oil from reserves around the world. The president does not say he will halt importing Russian energy. 9:17 p.m., Biden confirms that his administration will close America's airspace to Russian planes. The president then says that U.S. troops will not engage militarily against Russian troops in Ukraine. He thought he could divide us at home in this chamber and this nation, and he thought he could divide us in Europe as well, but Putin was wrong. We are ready. We are united, the president says. 9:14 p.m., lawmakers give a standing ovation to Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S. Putin is now isolated from the world more than he has ever been, the president says. 9:11 p.m., Biden opens his speech by addressing Russia's invasion of Ukraine, saying Putin badly miscalculated. He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over. Instead, he met a wall of strength he never imagined. He met the Ukrainian people. 9:08 p.m. 9:01 p.m. 8:58 p.m., Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo is serving as the designated survivor for Biden's first SOTA address. 8:46 p.m., Biden will pledge to make Russian President Vladimir Putin pay a price for his country's invasion of Ukraine in his address, and vow to bar Russian aircrafts from America's airspace, according to the Associated Press.